Welcome to Real Souls with yours truly, Peggy Bennett. I'm part of a Facebook private group exclusively for those in the love industry, and that is how I discovered my next guest. She actually hosts her own podcast called Breakup Boost, where she provides straightforward, no-nonsense advice for all your breakup, relationship, and dating issues. Her goal is to revolutionize the way people deal with heartbreak, to enable them to heal their hearts at a faster rate and get them back into the dating saddle. She also provides personalized coaching for anyone struggling, seeking guidance, or just needing someone to talk to. Welcome, Trina, to the show. And you know what? I forgot to ask you, how do you pronounce your last name, my dear?
Lecky. A lot of times people say, oh, is it Lecky? It's like, no, it's not Lecky. It's Lecky.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So welcome, Trina Lecky, to the
Thank
show.
You, Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to be here. And I'm so intrigued. And when I discovered you, I thought, oh, my gosh, it's so unique to have someone who's so personalized in such a specific thing as breakups. I was just so intrigued. I'm like, OK, she has to be on my show.
Oh, that's awesome. No, I'm so glad you found me. For sure.
So, of course, I and the listeners are always so curious about how did you get into this niche of yours?
Okay. Well, my background is in marketing and communications, and I spent several years doing that. But I always felt that I had so much more to offer the world. And so anyways, over the past, you know, how many ever years, I always found myself constantly encountering people who were either struggling with a relationship, going through a breakup, sitting on the fence about whether or not they should break up, or getting back into the dating scene and having a really tough time with it. So one day I was just in my kitchen and literally it just came to me. I'm like, hey, that's what I can do. You know, and literally within 10 minutes, I decided on the name Breakup Boost, and the rest is just kind of history. So I just kind of feel like it was meant to be. And it's funny because you don't realize it at the time, but all of your life experiences are always guiding you in a certain direction. And it's just up to you if you want to put the actual work in to get there. So, and it's just really cool with the internet because you can reach people around the world and you can literally impact people around the world. So I just find that so cool. And it's so rewarding as well.
Oh, my gosh. So now I have to expand on that a little bit. So, yeah, great name, Breakup Boost. Love that. How did it kind of start after that? Like, how did it start developing after that?
Well, I went, first of all, I thought of the name, and then you always worry, okay, is the URL going to be available? Because anyone else using it?
Right.
And thank God no one was. So right away, I registered that. I actually registered that back in 2014. And then I kind of dragged my heels a little bit. And I was so nervous about starting the podcast because it just, I don't know, putting yourself out there and, you know what I mean? It's just,
oh, I totally know.
Well, you get it.
Yeah, I get it.
So anyway, I had everything in place. Then I worked on the website and then I got all that together and I got the marketing stuff and I had a plan together. I knew the direction I wanted to take. And then I guess it kind of took till 2016 until I really dove into the podcast. And, you know, it was really hard to do. Like I said, it's hard to put yourself out there. You get nervous. You're like, I was like, oh my God, I got to get a glass of wine just to get to the
Totally.
But now it's just come so easy. I just love it. So actually my next phase that I need to dive into is YouTube videos because it's just, you know, it's just a way to reach so many more people. So that's kind of like, I got this down pat. Now I'm ready for videos. So it's kind of comes in different phases.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. So, well, we're obviously going to focus on everything surrounded by breakups, breaking up. And I just am so fascinated to hear your opinions and your insights on this because of you get people all around inquiring about this. So,
for sure.
So I had some questions that came to mind, and one is, what are legitimate reasons for breaking up? And do you see singles, in your opinion, breaking up either too early or maybe even too late? And if so, do you have examples of these?
For sure. Okay, well, we'll start with the legitimate reasons for breaking up. There's some major deal breaker ones here. So starting with abuse, for example, that's a definite deal breaker. If you're in any kind of abusive situation, you should not be in it. So that would include physical, emotional, or mental abuse, because obviously that's creating a really toxic and even dangerous environment. Mm-hmm. You know, it can take a long time to even get out of that, even after you remove yourself from the relationship. So that's just a no-no. The next I would say would be anything to do with infidelity, so cheating. Because when you're in a relationship, I mean, it should be a no-brainer that you're supposed to be faithful. But you know what I mean? A lot of people don't get that concept, unfortunately. So, and it's the one thing that people never really get over. And when people fight, they're going to constantly gets brought up. Like even if someone did something else, they'll bring up the cheating from, the other person could bring up the cheating from a year before. Like it's just kind of the gift that keeps on giving, you know, people just can't get over it. Mm-hmm. And the problem with this is that it creates so many trust issues going forward. Like once trust is broken, it's just, you know, it's like ripping up a piece of paper. You can't put that piece of paper back exactly the same way. Mm-hmm. If you can, it's going to take a hell of a lot of work and a hell of a lot of commitment, but yeah, it's tough. Or if you find yourselves arguing all the time, you know, all relationships have conflict. It's healthy to have conflict, but it's a different story when it's happening more than not. Mm-hmm. And if you start to feel like you're walking on eggshells around each other, or, you know, you're not practicing effective conflict resolution skills, like say you're fighting and then it just gets brushed under the rug, and then more and more things just get brushed under the rug. Well, eventually it's going to explode, mm-hmm. you know? So, and when people aren't listening to what each other are saying, you know, people always listen to respond and they get defensive versus listening to really understand what the other person is saying, how they're feeling. And, you know, it just shows so much more caring when you're listening in a compassionate way versus listening to just be like, well, you did this, you know, like just the back and forth, because that's not going to get anyone anywhere. Mm-hmm. Differences in values can be another one too. So, for example, things like family and religion. And these are often the types of things that people don't put a lot of thought into when they're in the honeymoon phase and they're just all lovey-dovey. But it can really come back to bite you in the butt, because then down the road, someone could say, well, you know, I don't agree with this in your religion. Or I don't think, you know, if we have children, I don't think that they should take your religion, they should take my religion. Or I don't want kids. Oh, I thought you wanted kids. You know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So you have to be, you know, you have to be on the same page. Something like addiction. This is really hard, because when you love someone and you see someone going through, you know, drug and alcohol issues, it's really heartbreaking. But if your partner is really struggling and they're not doing anything to help themselves, you know, there's only so much you can do. Like, yes, it's hard to walk away, but at the same time, you can't lose yourself in the process. You know, you can't lose yourself because someone else is losing themselves.
They have to decide that they need
you can't,
help.
You can't save anybody. You can't fix anybody. Mm-hmm. I've learned that myself. You know, you can, till you're blue in the face, try to get someone to change their ways and be better. But until they're ready to do it themselves, it's just not going to happen. Clashing personalities. So basically, you don't want to be a clone of your partner, obviously. You don't want to be like, oh, we're so much the same in every single way. But some people just don't mix well together. So an example for that would be, say someone's really ambitious and then say someone is a total couch potato. Well, it's going to get on the other person's nerves, right? You need to be going in the same direction. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be able to support each other's goals and dreams and get excited. You don't want to be like complete opposites and feel like one person's totally going this way and the other person's totally going the other way. So I think that's really important.
It's kind of looking at introvert versus extrovert if it's two extremes.
Totally, for sure. Mm-hmm. There's so many examples of different clashing personalities. Or someone could be super loud and boisterous, or someone could be just really meek and quiet, and you know, it can work, but it just depends on the people. But things like that can cause some friction. And then just lastly, if there's no spark, you know, sometimes relationships they just fizzle out and run their course. And not everyone is meant to be with everyone long term. So it's just kind of par for course when you get into a relationship with someone. And then into your next question, where you said about singles breaking up possibly too early. You know, every situation is different. So until you really dive into people's individual situations, it's harder to say one way or the other if they're breaking up too early or not. But in today's day and age, okay, like a couple of examples would be online dating, you know, because a lot of people, they're constantly looking for the next best thing, you know, and people are feeling a little too comfortable knowing that there's a bunch more people that they can just go out and meet with the swipe of a finger, you know. So one little issue could literally come up, and the next thing you know, the person has ghosted you, blocked you, and they're on to the next person, you know. So it's just like the littlest things can just bear suddenly so much weight, and the person's just out versus working out the problem.
Thank you. Thank you for addressing that. So true.
Yeah. And I find what really is unfortunate about this is because it's creating a real lack of connection. And it's really taken away from people building actual relationships and even being able to build relationships. And the thing is, too, with millennials now, they never lived the time where if you wanted to meet someone, you had to go out and you had to talk to them and you had to get their phone number kind of on a piece of paper.
Right,
you
know what I mean? Right.
Like, those were the good old days. And now it's just like, oh no, I'll just go to my app. You know, like, it's just, I don't know. I wish those people could, like the people now could experience what life was like then. It's just a completely different ballgame.
Absolutely.
Or another thing, social media. And this isn't social media's fault. I always say you can't blame social media. You blame the people using social media. But there's so many arguments and drama caused over people. So, for example, clicking on someone's photo, like clicking like, or, you know, commenting with flirty emojis and stuff like that. That turns into so many arguments. And then from that, it stems so much jealousy and trust issues, you know. And so really, it's causing, like, I talk to so many people I talk to now, it's causing just endless issues, these kinds of silly things. But the thing is that people should know from common sense what they should and shouldn't do. But often they go ahead and do it anyways, you know, knowing that if their partner saw it, they're not going to like it. So then it's kind of like, who do you care more about? Some stranger, or maybe, you know, the person on Instagram or whatever, do you care more about making them feel good, or do you care more about loving your partner who is actually with you?
Right.
You know? And I just think that it would be so much easier if people just thought this one simple question: would I want my partner doing this? Like, no matter what, just think, would I want my partner doing this? It's the most simple question that I swear it could solve so many relationship problems. Mm-hmm. You know, just think ahead, put yourself in the other person's shoes.
Absolutely. What type of, what's the age range that you work with?
Everything from like 18 to even, I've worked with senior citizens.
And the whole gamut. Okay.
Yeah. Everything. And the thing is, with heartbreak, it doesn't matter your age or, you know, your race or your gender, nothing like that. It's like heartbreak affects people the same way. Mm-hmm. You know, it can really take a toll on you, and people just lose all, you know, rational thinking when they're going through these types of things. And it's just, no matter how many breakups you go through, it may get a little easier in time because you have more experience, but still it stings, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You may heal at a faster rate, or you may, you know, understand more of what you need to do to get over things, but it's really hard. So yeah, it's something that affects everybody, and it's something that's not going to go away ever, you know?
So having you say that, I'm going to segue into the next question is, what are the top five ways to cope and get through a bad breakup?
Okay. Well, I would say it's just realistic that you're going to be really upset for a good couple days, you know? But I'd say cry it out for a couple days, lounge around home, do whatever you want to do. But then you really have to make an effort to get back into your routine. You know, you can't let the breakup take over your life and put you into a major depression. You can't sit there for a month and just let, you know, let your whole life change over this breakup. You have to get back into routine. And some people say, you know, may say easier said than done, but it really is all about just taking it one day at a time. And you just need to do your best at carrying on with life as it was before you knew this person. And you have to remember, you were okay before this person. You know, mm-hmm. you can survive without this person. So, secondly, this is huge. Don't be in denial, because you don't know how many people call me and they say, I have no idea what happened. Everything was so perfect. It's like, no, it wasn't perfect, or else you wouldn't be at this point. You know what I mean? But people don't want to think the bad things. So this is crucial. People should always make a list of all the bad things that happened, right down to the nitty-gritty. So it's not just general things, it's specific events that happened. Then in another column next to that list, write down how each of those things made you feel, right? Mm. So you're going to probably end up with things like divorced, unwanted, unlovable, not good enough, anxious, stuff like that. And then you can kind of reflect and be like, wait a second, this person and this relationship made me feel all these things. What am I still holding on to? So you really have to focus on what went wrong versus the happy memories, because that's what's going to keep you strong. And whenever you have a weak moment, go back to that list. That's why I say writing these things down is key. You know, go back to that list and remind yourself. And then after people usually look at the list again, they're like, oh yeah, okay. And then it keeps them on track. But if you're just focusing on, oh, well, we went away on this trip to France, or we had all these romantic dates, or, you know, he planned a picnic for me, or she planned a surprise for me. Well, that's not going to help anything, because every relationship, they always had good things, or else you would never be in the relationship to begin with. But that's not why the relationship ended. You have to now focus on why it ended. And then I would say it's really, really, really important to avoid alcohol and drugs. I mean, you should be avoiding drugs regardless, but so many people turn to booze and various other toxic substances when they're going through hard times, but that just makes things so much worse. You know, it ends up turning into drunk dialing your ex, texting your ex, saying things you didn't mean, getting into more fights. You know, emotions get so much more intense when people are drunk. And then the next day is full of regrets or feeling worse because, you know, you're upset about the breakup, but then you're hungover too, you know? So that's then leading you to become more anxious and depressed. So it's just stay away from the alcohol. A lot of people think, oh, it's relaxing. It's not relaxing you, you know, it's not, like, it's pretty much poisoning your body and doing damage to your brain and your inside. So there's really no other way to spin it other than stay away from the alcohol when you're going through something like this, because it's not going to benefit you in any way. Then physical activity is key, like whether it's taking a gym class or going for a run or even just taking a half hour walk, whatever you can do, just even if you feel like you can't peel yourself off of the couch, just do it. And once you do it and you come home, you're going to feel like, thank God I did that. Like, there's so many times, even just on a normal day, I'll be like, oh gosh, I just can't do this today. Exactly. Like even yesterday, that's how I was. I was like laying in my bed. I'm like, I have a class in 20 minutes. And I just got up. I'm like, went. I'm like, thank God I went. Cause it would have just bothered me if I didn't go too. Like, psychologically, I'd be like, why didn't you go to that class? Then you go and you're like, thank God I went. You know, you got it. It's all about the discipline, like doing things you don't want to do, you know, but you have to do them. So, and with exercise, your body also produces endorphins, which makes us feel good. And anyone who exercises knows this to be true. So, fitness isn't just about, you know, looking and feeling good. It's crucial for mental health and well-being all the time, not just when you're going through a breakup. So I think that's really important to note. And then finally, I would say it's, you know, find ways to build your confidence, because after a breakup, your confidence is often in the tank. And usually you're holding on to bad situations because you have not too much confidence going on, not too much self-esteem. So things you could do would be like freshen up your look, buy some new clothes, update your hair, set some goals for yourself that you can focus on. You know, that will also be great to keep you distracted so that you're not just sitting around moping or feeling sorry for yourself. And once you accomplish those goals, you're going to feel more confident about yourself as well, you know? And I also just want to say it's really important to get comfortable with spending time alone, because when things like breakups happen, it's not as devastating then, because you know that no matter what happens, you're going to be able to stand on your own two feet.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. So true.
And just be grateful too for all the good things that you have in life. You know, we take so many things for granted, but for example, if you think of, you know, there's babies in the hospital with cancer, or there's people living in countries with no clean water. I mean, when you look at things like that, a breakup can seem pretty minimal, like not to take away from what someone's going through, but if you just kind of put things like that in perspective, it can help you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. So if someone were to ask you how they can get over someone, what would you say? What would you say to them?
The number one thing to get over someone is going no contact. So that means no texting them, no calling them, no emailing them, no looking them up on social media, you know, because people
end up. I'm sure that's very tempting. Yeah.
All the time. I get this all the time. I mean, I've done it too. I have to admit. But you're constantly checking, you know, and you basically don't want to do anything that keeps them top of mind, because when they're constantly swirling in your mind, it's like self-torture for yourself pretty much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to say, look, enough is enough. I have to do this for myself and just do it. Because so many people, they do not want to hear when I tell them that the solution is no contact. Like at least a good 30 days, no contact. And then you can evaluate how you feel after these 30 days. But it's funny because they'll keep asking and asking what else they can do. And I'll just say again, like, there's no secret recipe. This is the secret recipe. And the only reason that you don't want to accept that is because either you don't feel like you can do it, or because you're not accepting that the relationship is over. Right? Because they feel like that's such a final ending, like no contact. Oh my God, no contact. But if it's come to this point, and if you want to get better, if you truly want to get better, that's how you're going to get better.
Yeah, no, right? That's totally makes sense.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about those couples, those yo-yo couples who break up, get back together, break up, get back together?
I actually coined the breaking up and getting back together scenario as the carousel relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I think it's episode 34. And because you keep getting on for the ride, only to keep getting and going in circles, you know, the same issues keep coming up and nothing is going to change in the relationship if nothing changes, you know. And people can say to each other, oh, I miss you so much. I miss you so much. But missing them is definitely not going to solve the underlying issues that keep causing the breakup. You know, people are just so attached. They have a hard time letting go, and they're like attached to the familiar, you know, and familiar doesn't mean good. It just means familiar. So.
Right. Familiar doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy.
Exactly. Like someone could be married for 20 years and it could be the most toxic relationship, but it's familiar. So let's just stay another 5 years. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases too, I say leave the recycling for the milk cartons and soda cans, like not recycling relationships. But I also do say, I know what it's like to be in those positions. Like you want to hope for the best. You want to believe that you can work things out. So if people feel that they really, really need to give it one more try, just so they know 100%, then go for it. But if it starts going into a third, a fourth, or fifth chance, you need to know that you're spinning your wheels and you need to, you know, put an end to this. You need to accept that this is over. And if things were going good, you know, there would be no breaking up period. And if people wanted to be better or improve for the sake of the relationship, they could. You know, the thing is that most won't do that. And words are one thing, but it's the actions that count. Like people can talk till they're blue in the face, trying to get the other person back, saying this and that, whatever they want to hear. but it's all about action. And just to quote Dr. Phil, because this is one of my favorite quotes, he says, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. So right there. Mm. I mean, it's so true. I've seen that a million times, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how about the topic of readiness? When in your opinion do you feel someone is ready to start a new relationship once they've broken up with someone?
Well, I would have to say when you've accepted that the relationship is over, you know, and you're not still clinging onto hope that you're going to get back with your ex. Like, you don't want to start diving into all these people, but then coming home and just thinking of your ex or reaching out to your ex and stuff like that. It's not fair to the new person. It's really not fair to yourself either, because then you're just hurting yourself. And also, you don't want to be going on dates talking nonstop about your ex. A lot of people will do that. They'll just start, you know, verbal diarrhea or whatever. They'll just start complaining about every little thing about their ex, why they broke up and why it didn't work. And do you think the other person sitting there wants to hear all that? Of course not, because it's going to look like you're totally not over your ex yet. So
I was guilty of that when I re-entered the dating scene after a 20-year marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Afterwards, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't. And I wasn't talking negative about him. I was just talking about him. But I realized, oh, well, I spent 20 years with him.
Yeah.
You know, it's it's part of who you are after that long a time. But I look back and I'm thinking, okay, I can see why that only resulted in one date.
Exactly. Because they think that you're carrying all that with you still, like kind of like baggage.
Right.
You know, and people want to be more of the focus on you.
Yeah. It made me step back and look at that. But I didn't realize when it was happening.
Totally. And you don't realize. And sometimes it's hindsight or experience that teaches us those things.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but I do have to say that I always say that the best way to get over someone else is to meet someone new who you really like. But it has to be someone who you really like. So it's not just like, say, going on an app and just dating people to try to get over it. It's like you have to meet someone you really like, and it really can honestly completely snap you out of the breakup blues. And often these people, I find, they come out of nowhere unexpectedly. So you just never know when someone may pop up and make you completely forget about your ex. So, but you're never going to, you know, meet these people or you know, move on completely if you just will not accept that the breakup had to happen and that it has happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to put it behind you, but it's just something that we all have to do. We've all gone through it. It's not easy, but eventually you get to the other side, you know.
Yeah. So the guy in my life right now, we had two dates, and after the second date he called me and he's like, you know, I really like you a lot, but it's just not good timing. And so I internalized and I thought, oh my gosh, I said something wrong on the date. I turned him off, da 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 da. But it genuinely wasn't good timing, because fast forward, what, 3 or 4 months later, he goes, do you remember me? Out of the blue, he texts me, let's chat and meet up for a drink. And now we're still together several months later. But he told me that it was just too recent after a breakup that he really liked me. But intuitively, he thought it just was too soon. Wow. And I'm like, I totally respected that.
Totally.
Once he explained it. But at the time I was like, oh, you know, I internalized it. Oh, it's something, you know, that I said or whatever. But he actually genuinely liked me, but he just felt it was just too soon. So
maybe that's a good lesson for anyone listening, that if you do find yourself in that position, maybe you should, it's probably better to address that and tell the person straight up, you know, versus making people maybe then feel like, oh, I did something wrong or whatever, like address it straight up versus down the road. And then maybe you wouldn't have had the same feelings. Do you know what I mean?
I was like, and the fact that he actually picked up the phone and called me versus texting me, like, I'm like, okay, this guy is, I like this guy. He was just really straightforward and open. I'm like, okay, you're scoring big points right here.
Thank you. I completely agree with you. A guy who will pick up the phone is like, yes, like you're already on the right track, buddy. Oh, the worst is when you're just texting someone and then they're telling you to send more photos of you and stuff like that. It's like, you haven't even picked up the phone to call me. Like, get it together.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Yeah. let's see. So, as we're wrapping up, because time is flying here as usual. I have a signature question, my dear.
Okay.
That I ask all my first time guests. And it is, what makes you feel most alive?
What makes me feel most alive? Honestly, this type of work that I'm doing right now, when I get people emailing me from around the world or messaging me on Instagram or anything like that, telling me, you know, that I literally saved their life, how much I've helped them, you know, just, I don't know, the most heartfelt words come from complete strangers. Just knowing that I was able to touch people like that and help people and snap them out of something that I know is so completely painful. It's so motivating and I just get so excited about it. And I'm just like, oh God, I got to do another episode and, you know, stuff like that. So when you're doing something like this that you just love doing, it just gives you life and it gives you meaning and gives you purpose. You know, and it's so nice to share your gift with the world, because really it is a gift when you can do something like this for someone. So
absolutely. And and love what you do, and you're loving what you do and you're serving others.
Totally. And it's not even like work, you know, it's just not, it doesn't feel like work. It feels more like a fun project, you know?
That's when you know you're in the flow, baby.
For sure. Yeah.
So how can listeners find you, my dear?
They can search for Breakup Boost on like the Apple Podcast app, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you can literally find a podcast, you'll find Breakup Boost.
Okay.
And on social media, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Breakup Boost. So it's pretty straightforward. I spend the most time on Instagram. And like I said, I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel. So stay tuned for that.
That is so exciting.
It is. It really is.
And it, I love how simple and easy to remember your name, Breakup Boost.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right to the point. And
Yeah.
And I just also want to, I just want to point out too, so many people get so terrified about their ex meeting someone new. And, you know, of course, no one likes to think about that, which is even more reason to go no contact. But, you know, if you aren't keeping up with what they're doing, it's not going to hurt you. So that's why I emphasize, don't be going on stalking them online and all those kinds of things, because it's just hurting you, you know. Just focus again that the relationship is broken for a reason and there's really nothing more to hold on to. You know, don't fear what is to come. Instead, fear being stuck in something that isn't making you happy or is holding you back from being with someone else who is much better suited for you. You know, and it is 100 times better being single than being miserable in the wrong relationship any day. So I always say, say you're being alone. Don't say you're alone. Oh my gosh, I'm alone now. You're single. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-mm. You're single. Mm-mm. You know, a lot of people who are currently in situations wish they were single. So the grass isn't always greener.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Trina, for your words of advice and insight and being the breakup expert you are. Fascinating.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun. Thank you so much, Peggy, for the opportunity. And I really appreciate it. It was lovely talking to you.
Oh, yeah. You too. And as for me, please visit straighttotheheart.net to learn more of what I can offer, whether it's matchmaking, coaching, or angel card readings. Thanks for listening. To Real Souls, please subscribe, share, and review. Hugs and loves. Have a great day.